We are on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. Iboilu, mi shiloi hiniyach eruv yitavshilin. The person did not make an eruv tavshilin. Hu nesa bekimche nesa. Is there an iser on him to cook? And also on his kemach, there's an iser that his kemach is not permitted to be cooked l'tzeirich Shabbos. Oidume hu nesar ba'ein kimchei nesar. That the whole iser was on the gavre, but his nechot, there's no din on his nechosim. L'mayin afkemine, laknuye kimchei l'acheir. If we have to be makne, the kemach l'acheir. Yamret hu nesar v'kimchei nesar, so the locha was that the kemach, that the erev tavshilin was not matter his kemach. So now if you want to cook it, you'll have to be makne the kemach l'acheirem. Yamret hu nesar v'en kimchei nesar, the nev is only chal adin. And the person who didn't make the erev tavshilin, he's not allowed to do a malach l'tzor Shabbos, but his kemach never became awesome. What is the din? Toshma, mishle hiniach eruv tavshilin, areze lo yoife, velo yevashel, velo yatmin, lo yloi, velo lacherim, velo yacherim oifen umevashlim loy, others cannot cook for him. Keitzad hu oise, makne kimchei lacherim veoifen loy. So the only way he'll be able to eat if he's makne his kemach lacherim, or mevashlin loy. Shma mino, hu nesa, v'kimchei nesa, shma mino. Let us see Rashi, hu nesa lefeis. V'kimchei nesa, shlo yacherim oifin kimchei ba'oidei shaloi. His kemach cannot be used to be baked l'tzerech Shabbos. Achkaminim laknuye kimchoi, im tzorich losses bematone es kimchoi, shi acherim mutorim lefoisei velosses loy. Will he be mechuyev, in order to be able to derive benefit from his kemach, he'll have to go and be makne to acher. Let us see, instead of seeing Tosfos, which is a little unclear, let us see the Ram. The Ram says whatever Tosfos says, but much more clear, and he elaborates it a little better. The Ram is on Daf Tes Amud Beis, Bedaf Yariv. Look the Ram. Ibo Yilohu. Mi shala yinich eruvi tavshilin hu nesa lefais. Kimchei nesa, shlei acherim oifen es kimchei ba'oido shaloi. Mishum knas, it was a knas, you didn't make an erev tavshilim, so we also, that your nechosim is not permitted to be baked l'tzeirich Shabbos. V'loshin laknuye, v'loshin matone, v'loy suda, elokishar metaltum aniknim b'meshiche, is to make a maise kinyin, a suda, that's mustamat sanuv to the choyl. So you make, you give it to me, Meshiche. Im tzorech, losses kimche b'matone, shiachayrim motorim la'afoysoi v'losses loy, vasikne duhu nesa v'kimchei nesa, hilkach tzorech laknuye kimchei la'achay. Umakshu hoche, so now the Rishonim ask, im ise duhu nesa v'kimchei nesa, that means, since he did not make an Erev Tavshilim, so this Chal an Iser on his Kemach also, is Kimakni Lu Kimchei Mai Havi. So the Erev was not Mater his Kemach. So what will happen when he's Mater the Kemach to someone else? Hot Vakivin Shenesa Me Erev Yontif, since his Kemach became Nesa, that means there was not a Mater. We're saying now that the Erev Tavshilim is not only matter the gavre, it's matter that what he possesses to be able to be cooked for yontif. V'yontav l'kovet Shabbos. V'kivin shenesa me'erev yontav. So since me'erev yontav it never became huta, eini b'din she'emutar l'acherev. And he gives a moshel. V'amrinin l'kam alinin eruvi t'chumim. Ha'beheime v'hakeilim keraglei ha'baylo. That means that, let's say, if a person was koine shvis in one mokim, so his behemoth and his kelim have the same tchum that he has, kiraglei habayla. Now what will be in the middle of Shabbos or give the behemoth to someone else? But the tchum of the behemoth doesn't change. The behemoth has the tchum of the baylim. So that means erev Shabbos, we decide what his tchum is, and that's the behemoth's tchum also, and it doesn't change in the middle of Shabbos. So they held that if we assume that the erev tavshilim is matter, like this is an issa, it says over here, there's no erev tavshilim, there's an issa on the food. So it comes out that the erev tavshilim is matter the food. If he didn't make an Erev Tavshilim, so his food doesn't have a heter. So the status of the food should not change by giving it over to someone else. Just like the status of the Tchumim doesn't change if it's given over to someone else. That's the kash. Ve'eino kusha etzli. So the Ran says, by me this is not such a big kash. The Hosam Hainu Taime, he says, there's an explanation. The Hosam Hainu Taime, Lefi She'ein Hashvisa Niknis Elabein Hashmoshes. There's a Mahalach. That a person is Koine Shvisa Bein Hashmoshes. Vaharaye, Sherei Im Nechol Eirubei Mishach Sheikha. Let's say a person had an Erev Tchumim, and it was eaten up after it became night, Ein Bekachlum. It was Koine Shvisa Bein Hashmoshes. So therefore, by Eruvi Tchumim, Hakel Hoylech Acha Bein Hashmoshes. So whatever the Tchum was Bein Hashmoshes, that's the Tchum. That's wherever his Mokim Shvisa was, that's his Tchum and his, and the Tchum of Kalov, Behemto. Aval by Eruvi Tavshilim, Einekain. By Erev Tavshilim, it's not Pshat. What was Bein Hashmoshes that remains the whole Yontif? Elakol Shah Visho Hu Matir. The Erev Tavshilim is a Matir. Boharaye. Shireishaninu Ochloi Oisha Ova. Boyevashel Olov. Betchile. So, Bein Hashmoshes, he had an Erev Tavshilim. That's Gornish. There's no din that is Chal. That means, The Erev Tavshilim is a matter tmidi. If you don't have an Erev Tavshilim, you don't have a matter. But there's no dinim which are chal bein hashmoshes. Ulefichach matter kol shah v'shah l'chol echod mashehu shaloi. That means the Erev Tavshilim is a matter to whoever possesses an Erev Tavshilim. So memele, so this person, Reuven, didn't have an Erev Tavshilim, so memele, so he doesn't have what to be matter his kemach. He gives it to Shimon who had an Erev Tavshilim in the middle of Yontav, so Shimon has a matter. There's no din in Bechlal in Erev Tavshilim of Bein Hashmoshes. So Memele, so Shimon has a matter, so the kemach will become mutter because Shimon's kemach becomes mutter through Shimon's Erev Tavshilim. So it doesn't bother him, this kasha. Aval Baal HaLoch is Geiris Kein. I amret hu nesa bekimchei nesa leimotze laknuye kimchei lacher. The Baal Halacha is taka holds like this. If there is chal an issa on the kemach, so then it doesn't help. So the kemach was nesa bein hashmoshes betchilas knisas hayoyim. So memeli ken, so there was an issa was chal on it already, so it won't help being maknit lacher. Peshne she kimchei kamoyu. V'yamrit hu nesar ve'ein kimchei nesar du is not chal an isar on the kemach then motzi laknuye kimchei lacher then you'll have to be makta the kemach lacher. So lacher, if the kemach wasn't nesar, why do you have to be makta the kemach lacher? Bakno mi yeboi the belav hochi i efshem ishim de shluchoi shal odom kemoisei. it would seem that it means to say that if I'm baking his kamach, so memela, so it seems I'm a mamala mokim of his. I'm doing it bimkaimoi. So memela, so then just like he's not allowed to cook for himself, so I'm also not allowed, I'm doing it for him. So memela, so then it would be also. But if he's makne to me, so then it's pshat, so it's my kemach. But I decide later to do it the kemach, that's meiner Geschäft. But it seems if I'm baking my kemach, then it's not considered that I'm his shliach. I'm his memala mokim. I'm baking my kemach. Later decide to give it to him, so I give it to him, cholakovit. Vasikness, according to the Baal Halachas Deilus, the maskon is dohu nesa ve'ein kimchei nesa. That hakert is no isa on the kemach. Ilkach motzi laknuye kimchalachem, so then it'll help if you'll be makne. Umi ukiven dohu nesa osu lefes lacherem, afilu mikimchom, shay nesa shlo yibashu klav. So that are these two lashonis in the, that's the machlokes according to the first lashon, the second lashon, according to argues, we paskin that kimchei nesar, but akno will help, and you need akno. According to the Bahag, if kimchei nesar, nothing will help. And since like kimchei ain't nesar, then akno will help, but without akno, it's nire kishluch. Now the Gemara class a different shaila. Oval v'ofa mayu. What is the din if a person went, he was, and he baked without an erev tavshilim? So did they counsel him that the macholim are also, he's not permitted to eat them? Or he was eivan avere, but lamaise, it's mutabachila. Toshma, mishle iniach eruvi tavshilim keitze the waise. So the Brisa says, what should he do now to eat Shabbos? Makne kimchei lacherem, v'acherem oifel loy and mevashlem loy. Let us see Rashi. Rashi before Bishlam elegos, loyat megadosh matmin tavshil Shabbos. Hova v'ofa mai, ma'u sheyoichal b'Shabbos. So she'll have to eat it in Shabbos. So it says that if he wants to eat it, he should be makne lacherem. The Misa, if you'll say that there's another Eitzah, how to eat, listening over Mutter, but there's another Eitzah about to eat, Mayase, so if he cooked it, he'll be allowed to eat it. Omar, Rav Ade, Barmasne, Tana, Tekante, the Teriktoni, Tekante, the Isure, Loiktoni. That's true. But he's telling us, what should he do? To tell him to do an Avera to cook, that's not an Eitzah. That'll have what to eat, but it's not an eitz. He wants to tell him how to do it in the mutter de koif. Vashiv im isa da ova va ova mutter, michdei tana ata kante koma hada, nisne name yahachte kante, bahadi yahachte magde kibche, another eitz, he could cook it. Da kante da teire asuye beheta. Toshma. No brings another rai. Mi shenich eruvi tavshilin, Areize, oife, mebashel, matmen. Heter erev tavshilim, he can bake, and cook, and be matmen. Bim rotzo lechel as eruvei, oshus biyodai. And after he baked, he wants it up to erev, oshus biyodai. Now, I saw the tzlach is, what's the chiddush? He did everything already. He wants it up to erev. So what's the chiddush? So the tzlach says, it's a mayor de kevot. We heard that Rav Ashi said that the reason of that one is permitted to cook after an Erev, really one is not permitted to cook Miyantiv, L'chol, Smeil the Asad, Miyantiv, L'Shabbos also to cook. Now the whole heter was that this is not called cooking, this is called he's been goyma, just been goyma the achila. So he's goyma the preparation, so goyma they were mat. Zuck the tzlach, she said, I would say, very geschmack is for it. He says, now what is he eating Shabbos? you see that he ate up before Shabbos what he had prepared, and now Shabbos he's only eating what he cooked Erev Shabbos. So you see what he cooked Erev Shabbos was not a goymer. That was a taka neifer. That means if he has on Shabbos that what he prepared before Yontev, so then we can look at it that he really started cooking Erev Yontev, and what he had done in Yontev is only a gmar of he was only goymer the preparations of Erev Yontev. But if he eats it up Erev Shabbos, is a chay noida hadovo. So now we see that he taka was oifim Yontev le Shabbos. It wasn't a gmar. He lamai said that's all what he's eating. Afal pikein. They were makled since Bishas the Bishul Nafiyah had a Teiras Gemar, so that's sufficient, even though later it's things change, but they only were Matzach should have a Teiras Gemar Bishas the Bishul Nafiyah. Ochloi Achaloi Ofo. But if he ate up the Erev before he had a chance to bake, Achaloi Bishul Achaloi Hitmi. Areze lo yoife v'lo yevashe v'lo yatme loy loy v'lo yelacherem v'lo yacherem oife the mavashlum loy ava mavashel hu lo yonte is permitted to cook for yonte bim hoise hoise le Shabbos, and if he was myself is he allowed to have the hoisele for Shabbos v'bovad shelo yarem, but he's not permitted. He's permitted, he's mechiv to be mevashel for yontev, but he shouldn't make any haromet. V'im harim also. So we see, but if he made a haromet, that means he said he's cooking for yontev, but he really was cooking for Shabbos. So then it is also, so we see if a person did something wrong, if chazal asa, that will be the evet. Let us see Rashi. Shelo yarim la'acher shebishol Tzorech Yontif. Lo yarim, so he shouldn't be marim, loimer oid. After he cooks at Arom is as follows. Loimer oid, ani tzorech lazmin oichim, vivashel tavshilim acherim, viesirim lo Shabbos. Now to make Arom, he says, I'm cooking now for Yontif. Avo bekdeira achas, im yarbe, lo Shabbos, omad afilu lo chayu. Shori, kedalel, mamali ishe kteres boso, ava bishe netzriche, elo lachaticha achas. So, mamel, that what our Mishnah says, you're not permitted to be marim, is speaking about after he had cooked for Yontif. Now he's saying, he's making a roma, I want to cook more for Yontif. So that's a roma, that's also. But he has to take a cook for Yontif, so then lachatchile, that it is vim hoiser, the data didn't say he's cooking, he's taka cooking for Yontif, is mamali isha kadeira achas, I feel he only needs one chatiche. Bim harim osa lechel, the achmer rabbonam boha milse, shalalaka otere seire. That means, vakert, if you'll be able to dray yourself out from the laws of the Erev, so mamela vakert, so the whole Erev tafshin will go down the drain. And he has problems to make a roman. So therefore, they ask the pediat. So Rashi is leidomi laha roman. Traba de barabe de molach galme galme. Here end of Yudalef Amid Beis, Traba de barabe, there was a problem over there. There was a problem, a person checked at a behem in Yontif. Now, he had a lot of meat, and he did not have any intentions to eat up all the meat. Now, if you would only be meleach, the meat he has intentions to eat, so then most of the meat will spoil. So Rav Ada Barabe made a harome. The molach gal megam. First he salted one piece of meat. Then he said, you know, I think the second piece looks much nicer. I think I'll eat this piece, l'kavod yontif. So he salted the second piece of meat. And with the same shmilachal, he salted all the pieces, timing that each one, this one looks better, this one looks better. That's how he salted. So we see that Arome, they were matter Arome. So Rashi says over there, the Ein Ibud Ba'oichlim. There is Ein Ibud Ba'oichlim. So the mice is not doing a moloche. Ve'im mishum tirche ho adife. So the eye is being tereyach, miyantav shloil tzach yantav, but so it's better to be tereyach and to permit him to salt all the pieces. Because the other alternative is, if you will aser it, dilmer chas, it'll be chas on the amount of meat that he'll have to throw away, shloil tzach abos, amin levelay shochet, and the other alternative is he won't have a simchas yantav. So, okay, Salkadaita, so Mamela, that was Rashi's Akash in the middle of the Sugya. There's a difference between, being Meleach Boso and cooking for Yontif. Here, Lamaisa, there's no Heto. Miss Lamaisa, it's called, he's doing a Malachi, he's being, they were not matter al tzoyel or al tzolche Shabbos nasa beyonte. The maizah, so it's called, mitarabonon, he's cooking, tak he's doing a meloche, meyonte of the Shabbos. So mamele here could be they weren't matter arome. Because something more chomer is being done. The Rashba wants to say a different teretz on Rashi's kasha. The Rashba says, he says, over here, he didn't do anything wrong. He's in a dilemma now, so what should he do? So Chazal matter to be married. Yeah, he was a Peshaya. He didn't make an Erev Tavshilim. So now, listen, you have a problem, let's help you out of the problem. I should help him out of the problem. He did a Navla, let him suffer now. That's what the Rashba says. Akaponim v'kasal kedaitach behu adin la'ova v'ofa. So the Gemara held that a mezid is similar to arome. He's not permitted to be marim, and he did it. So who adin if he wasn't permitted to cook and no cook? Before we see first, let's see Tosfos. Bavad shel yarim perish Rashi b'shtek teres. The whole issue of arome is b'shtek teres. Sheyoymer ani tzorich lahazmin oichem, or put up a pot. Why? Because he has to be masmin oichem, or yavoyel oichem. Al bekdeira achas muta laharim o laharbis, tachazin el elda filo miyontem lachaveri shori bekach. Not only for Shabbos. Im toymer maishna mehi derav ade de marim o molach gal megam. Ab yishloim de shani hosom, tahavit ibut oichlem ba'almet. משום שמחה שיונתם ויתירו כי להפוך איך יש שמה יסריח הבוסר ומין למלוא שוחד אבל לא חמיירה בבישל אם יש תקה דוינג המלוכה איבד איך למזיין איבד בויך למתרבון עדי עשר לצל המלוכה אבל לא חמיירה בבישל אם יש תקה דוינג המלוכה דחומו וגם היה יוכל לעשיס תקון ידי רובי תפשיל בידיום מנית היסס הזאת נהירן עצה היסט. There he didn't have an eitzer to the matar harom. Here he had an eitzer. Yeah. So we have so the Gemara was medame mezid to harom. Oma Rav Ashi harom ka amre chani harom da achmiru bo rabbonon tveimi mezid. Harom is worse than mezid. Harom taka de kansin b'diyevet. Mezid could be they didn't consent with the Yevon. Let us see Rashi. Shani Harome, La'olam Oval V'Ofe Muter. Could be they didn't consent with Mezid. V'Arome Nirayu Lekan. V'Shani Harome Mi Mezid. Dika L'Meyma Achma Bo Rabonon B'Arome Tfei Mi Mezid. Why? D'Ilu Mezid Roshahu. A person who cooks, so there's a din, you're not allowed to cook without an Erev Tavshil, he's a losh, Rava Yadim Rechochom. Bein Acherim Lemeidim Heimenu, so no one will learn, that means the takon of Erev Tavshilim does not become bottled because of this rosh. So one rosh who cooks, but the Yidin then an Erlich, so Memele, so they'll know you're not allowed to cook, and so that will give them the incentive to make sure to make an Erev Tavshilim. Bein achem lemeide memenu. Number one. And number two, vuhu atzmai meisim alibay vishot. He also realizes he did something wrong. Yeah, it was takva yitzvah, he cooked about. He'll do tshuva. So memele, so by being matter, we're not making any kilkel. Hilkach loy ma'akra teres eret. By being matter for him to eat, you're not eke teres eret. That means other people zicher won't learn from him. And he himself also, even though you matter it, maybe he knows he's doing something wrong, so he might do tshuva, and then, so memele, so there's no reason why we shouldn't, why well, let him eat. It's kabbajah, he has to eat, it's Shabbos. So we're not defeating our purpose by permitting him to eat that what he cooked the mezit. Avomarim sovelases beheta. Amarim erhalt is doing something muta. Hilkach la yoshivali belachzabai. He doesn't feel, he doesn't, there's no guilt complex over here. So he thinks, fakert, it's a heter of a Roma. I'm doing it for Yantav. Yishayim muta. Arom is muta. Lez la yoshiv alibay lachzaboy. So he will not make an erev tafshilim. Forget about it. He has no pressure on him to make an erev tafshilim. Without an erev tafshilim, you just say you're cooking for Yom Tov, and just like you sell the chametz to the guy before Pesach, it's the guy's chametz, I'm a mailer. So I'm cooking for Yom Tov, the same thing, it's sold to the guy, and I'm cooking for Yom Tov, and now it's shalom al yisrael. So he'll never, you don't have to make an Erev Tavshilim Erev Yontav. V'acherem l'meidem imenu, fakert, he's not doing anything wrong, he's cooking for Yontav. He said he's cooking for Yontav. U'ma'akra teres Erev. So me'mele, if we'll be matter this, we can forget about the whole takon of Erev Tavshilim. No one will make an Erev Tavshilim anymore. There's a loophole, there's a heta out to do it. Hilkach kanzu rabbonu. So here the rabbonin constant in order to make sure that the takon of erev tavshilim will remain. Rav Nachman ba Yitzchak Oma homani chananyehi valibe de beishame. He says, this baraisa that says they were mi sheinich erev tavshilim reza oifer mevashol amatmin. So this beraise is going according to Chananya Aliba de Beis Shammai. That means not everyone holds that harome they consent. Chananya Aliba de Beis Shammai, who holds that they were very much machma and hilchas eruvi tafshilim, Chananya Aliba de Beis Shammai says they were machma also that they consent the marim. But Lalacha we pass on like Beisilu, so Mamela, she has no raya whatsoever to a machma to cancer by the yed. Av nachem ba yitzak oma hamoni chananye, valibe de beisham. The sanye chananye oima, beishamai oimrim, ein oifen, el imkein, horav bepas. You're only about to bake if you made an erev with a pas. Rain mevashlim elim kein orav betapshil. You're only allowed to cook if you made a tapshil from erev tapshil. Ve'ein toimnim elim kein hoyuchamim tmunim me'erev yontev. That means that every process you want to do in yontev, you had to start doing it before yontev. Be'isil olaimrim me'arev betapshil echad. You make an erev tapshil with one tapshil. Ve'oise boi kol tzolch. So now let us see Rashi. So Rashi, Chanan Yuhi, the Shaminalei, the Machmer Be'eruve Tavshilin, Balibe de Beishamai. His Machmer Eruve Tavshilin, Balibe de Beishamai. So Mamele, so the Pashtis of the Gemara would seem that, so just like his Machmer, you need a chone before Yom Tov of each process that he intends to do, hatmone, bishul, afiye. So he was machma also, b'dieved, if he made a harome. But according to Beis Hillel, that was maker on the ikad in Erev, So they were also meiko if he was marim. Look to Gemara right. It's male, so you don't have any raya from this parais. Toshma ha-ma'asa peroiso b'shabes b'shoigye kei ochel b'meizid lo yei ochel. So here we see a person was mafrish ma'isris and Shabbos, so b'meizid they asked it. So we see that even though it's a shayla of oinik Shabbos, afalpikein, they constant him. So Mamela, who are din, what's the difference if they said you're not allowed to be mafrish maisris, or they said you're not allowed to cook without an eretz tavshilu. So the Gemara lo itzriche de islay peri achrine. Let us see Rashi. Bemezid lo yeyochel, sheova ala shvus de magvin trumis amaisris beyomte, chazal aser, Alma Achma Rabbonon b'milsayu b'afulu gabi oinik Shabbos, even though by asering we'll be taking away the oinik Shabbos from him. The Gemara answers, could be no, it's not right from over here, the Islay Peiri Achinu l'Shabbos. So it's no tushdol to Erev Tavshilim. Erev Tavshilim is speaking about we won't cook Erev Shabbos, we won't have what to eat Shabbos. So it could be there they were Mekel. Erev speaking about that he has other prayers. Toshma hamatzul keilov b'shabes b'shoigik yishtamish behem b'meizid lo yishtamish behem. Here we see by tvilas keilim that they constant. Leitzriche disle monachins. The Moses is the same teretz. It's speaking about he has other keilim to use. Inami efshe b'shaila by keilim, so you'll borrow keilim. So in the middle, here they constant. Here the mice will be stuck with the... Here will be stuck. He can't borrow food, and then it's speaking about he doesn't have any other food, so it could be here they were meiko. Rashi, amatul keilov b'mikve sheyesh loy b'chatzeiroi v'ova adarabona the omri b'masnisin matvilim keilim melifnei ha-shabbos. The Nirik in Misakir. Yishtamish behem boi bayoi. Efshe b'shay lalishoil keilu mechaberei lishtamish. It seems from Rashi that the b'mikvish yesh le b'chatzeiroi. Why does Rashi have to say that where the mikveh was? And if he was matvelit and the mikveh, that there was a mikveh later heaven after your tres, there was a mikveh in Rishus Harabim. And if he took it out to the Rishus Harabim, what would be the din there? Then it would seem from Rashi that then they answered it, it would seem. If he made it seems from Rashi that if you took it out to the you took it out to the Rishus Harabim and was table it in a bear in the Rishus Harabim, it seems could be they did count, because we'll see later by Melech Shabbos they also. Let's go a little further. But that's what I mean. Else, why does Rashi have to mention this? Let's go a little further. Toshma amevashel b'Shabbos b'shoigik yoichal yeyochel b'meizid lo yeyochel. The Gemara Isure de Shabbos Shani. Look Rashi, Isure de Shabbos, Bishol Shabbos, Mabais Melochisu. Visaskilu, Hilkach Kansu, Rabbono Lameizit. Aval Oval, the Ofer Beyontiv, Le Shabbos, Isure de Rabbono Ludovit. So here the Gemara says, so if a person went and did any Isure Arais, then they cancel. He is only doing an Issa de Rabbonon, so it could be they didn't cancel. So it would seem that what Rashi said before, that was a mikveh sheyesh le b'chatzeiroi, Rashi means to say if the mikveh was taka b'shus harabim, maybe they would have canceled because he did a meloche of a itzah. The halacha brings down the suffix of the chayodom, it's a machine yet ches of a person made meloche say itzah, in Shabbos, if they asked the taket, because there's a difference between Melechus Hetzah and all Melechus. All other Melechus, Lamaise, he created something. He cooked something, so the Asa, the Machel, Hetzah, he didn't do anything that Etzah Machel didn't accomplish, just took it in a different Rishus. But Lechaire, it would seem, it could be from this Rashi, that Rashi's medak of mikveh sheyesh loy bechatzeir, if I say if the mikveh would be in the Rishus Arab, it could be they would also. Not like the Chayyodah. Look to Gemara weiter. We hear in the Mishneh, Beshami Oimrim Shnei Tavshilim, Besilul says a Tavshil Echot, and then the Shovin, that a dog, a Be'esh Olov, is Nechshav Kishnei Tavshil. So to Gemara, Mas Nisin, the Loiki Haitam. Our Mishneh is not like the standard design, Yom Rav Shimon Ben Alozo, Moidim Beishamai U Beishilul Al Shnei Tavshilim Shetzok. First of all, Rav Shimon Elozel says that Tzai Beishamai Shilul hold, you need two Tavshil. Al Manech Leku, what is the Machloikis? Al Dag U Beish Olo. The Machloikis is, you need two Tavshilim, what happens if he coded the Dag with a Bey? She Beishamai Oimrim Shnei Tavshilim. So the very dochuk of the lashon. So Rashi says, Rabbi Shammai says, this is not b'mokim two tavshilim. You'll need two tavshilim. That means this won't be sufficient. It's unlike one tavshil. You need another tavshil. Beisil loimrim tavshil echo. That this tavshil is sufficient because it's equivalent to two. So that's plural, not like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, Beisilul holds, you don't need two tafshilim. And everyone is made that a Dag Beish Olov is equivalent to two tafshilim. Beshovit, Shim Pirpir Beyev Nosan L'Soich Adag. What is if he cooked a hard-boiled egg and then he chopped it up and he used it as a filling in a dag? Oysherosa Kaplutais, it's a type of onions, Nosan L'Soich Adag. This is not a bishlam, it's a coating, so it becomes both to the dog. That's not called shnei tavshilim. But if he put take a miloy or a beye or kaploitis in the dog, this is shehen shnei tavshilim. This doesn't become bottle. This is considered two tavshilim, and it will help according to Beis Shammai. Omar Rove hilchis ketana didon. So Rav says, Halacha, we pasken like the time of our Mishnah, that one tavshil is enough, and that's how we pasken. Zogt Rashi, Al ma nechliku, al dago be'esha'olov, she'be'shamei oimrim shnei tavshilim, tzorich, v'ze ketavshil echot, Shemechuber boy, it's mechuber, the bay is mechuber to the dog, u bottle the gabe. Or they still all oimrim, daye betavshel echot kaze. Since enough, we shove him. That's a Rashi fan for the Loshnish. Beshamim shnei tavshilim tzorich. Not that this is. You need two tavshilim. Not that it is one tavshil. It is sufficient to have one tavshil like this. Doesn't become bottle to the dad. Aloch es ketana di don de mas nisen de ktoni beis ilu shoru betav shel echot. So that's how we pask. Let us see Taisvis. Al ma nechleku al dag u beye she olof she beishame oimrim shnei tav shilu. Ve dog u beye she olof ein echosh vela tav shel echot. You'll need two tav shilu, and this is shnei tav shilu. You'll need two tav shilu. This is only one tavshil. By sulam im tavshil echad, tloim im tavshil echad, kai gavne. This, one tavshil like this, could go in dago be'esholof, choshu, shnei tavshilim. this one tavshal is equivalent to two. I mean, he gave that a few words in this gilsa. Because the lishna lay mashnochi, the lishna is mashme, that fakir, that by shama is mekel, and by silul is machme. Lekach nirli ligreis ipchem. That the gilsa is fakir. By shama imrim tavshal echot. It is one tavshal. Perish tagu beye sholot, ein echoshev, ela tavshal echot. V'tzorich oi tavshal achas. You need another tavshal. By silul imrim shnei tavshilim. Perish. Dago beyesholov choshev shnei tavshil. Omar Rove hilchese ketana didon valibe de beisilu peirish rashi valibe de beisilu de koma tavshil echov vipaskin like beisilu that one tavshil is enough. Va'oime rabbeinu tam de la'afiye tzorech la'arev gam bepas. So now the Rabbeinu Tam said that if a person wants to bake in Yontif for Shabbos, then he has to have a pas also. Veini yochil lefois al erev tavshel. He can al erev tavshel can be bake on the erev of a tavshel. Da kaimolon ki Rabbi Elazar da omar ein oifen el al ofui ve mevashel el al mevushel. In the morning, the beginning of the second peg, but then Rabbi Elazar's drosha, asher toifu eifu. So we learned that if you want to bake, you have to have a dover ofu. With the kamaisi stomach, the gemara kevosilel. That was a raya of erev tavshim. Advice is that's an erev tavshim has to be bereish pilke. The koma v'tane maisi lo mahoche. Oh, the komri beisilu leel. Meiniach odom erev tavshel echad v'oisei beikol tzolchoi. The loshna beisilu was that with a tavshel echad you could make kol tzolchoi. Beisilu oime me'arev v'tavshel echad v'oisei beikol tzolchoi. In Isis with a beisham I said you need a noifin alim kein orav bepavs. Vei mevashel alim kein orav betavshel. So it seems for Beishamai that each process you want to do in Yontev, you have to start before Erev Yontev. And Beisilu seems to be saying that all processes can become mutter with a tavshum. Not like the Rabbeinu Tam, but the Kama Beisilu Lel Meniach Odom Erev Tavshel Echot. Boi Sei Beikol Tzolchei Koi Amai Dekom Beishama In Toim Nemes Achamim. Beishama said three things. And you can't bake Pas without a Ofui Erev Yontet. You can't be Matman without a Tmon Erev Yontet. So, and the third thing of Beishama, the Bishami said, "Ein toim nemes achamim, ken hoyuloi chamim temunim eboidyoim." V'savri da filu b'shloisha tavshum tzorchei l'cholechad v'echad kenegdoi. As the komayri b'silu v'omri da tavshel echad oisei b'kol tzorchei klei mekomini tavshilim. Ken kamin etziyoyitze b'ay. That means every type of bishul, one tavshul will take care. But lemaise, for afiyah, Beisilu isn't speaking about that. Beisilu is also moide that if you want to make afiyah, a tavshul will not be sufficient. For ho, de koma rabaye leishonu ala tavshul echo, avol pas loy. We had before that Abaye said that only a tavshul is enough. Avo pas loy. Because pas is not, you need something that's melafis as a pas. A pas is no good. Hainu davke, heichedei neroitze lefeis. That's davke. Abaye was speaking about if he has no interest in baking. So memele, so we're speaking about, he wants to cook in Yontif for Shabbos. So there the Shaila was, could he use a pas to be matar atavshel? So that Abaye said, he can use a pas to be matar atavshel. Because he needs something, lelafis boyes a pas. Abo atavshel, to be about tavshil zicha. So that's what Abai was speaking about. Abai is speaking about a person who's not interested in baking. So he needs a tavshil, and a pas will not be sufficient to be matter. To be matter bishul, because you need something that's malafis as a pas. It's something that's malafis as a pas. But if you want to bake, so tavshil zicha won't help. So that is the Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, that laloche you need, if you want to bake and cook, you need tzaya pas and tzaya tafsh. The loy, the lotion of the base hill is a little problematic, but that's what Rabbeinu Tam says. The loy nehire lo rav rav yitzhak. Chode, to me call hani mashme the leitzach el tavshel echad lechodav. The Ritas Haloshana would seem that you get away with one tavshel for everything. Bein lefes, bein lavash. Umash emevi ashas leel di Rabbi Lezer. Aye, but Rabbi Lezer says, ein oifen el ala ofri. Lav mishum de hilchase kevosi, el asmach de baalme maisi ala ruvi tavshilu. He's bringing a smach of a rubit of shilom. Rabbi Lezer was a shamuti. Rabbi Lezer was a Talmud of Beis Shammai. No, Beis Shammai says klo that you need for a fear, you need pas. So the mele, that's Rabbi Lezer's adrosh. We just want to bring a smach. But la loch, we don't pass like Rabbi Lezer. La ad rabbi, kaimulon krabi Yeshua, la gabi de Rabbi Lezer. Shim Rabbi Lezer Shamuti, Rabbi Yeshua Poliglai B'Yerushalmi, in Yerushalmi it says, V'oimer oifin u'mevashlin ala mevushal. In Yerushalmi it says, Klo, that Rabbi Yeshua said, you could be oifin ala mevushal. U'mikol mokeim oimeri, so the Rabbi Yitzhak was choylik on the Rabbeinu Tam. He said, the pashtes advorim, it would seem, that one is permitted to bake with a tavshel also. Rabbi Netam said you need a pas for a fear. He didn't want to chaylik on the Rabbi Netam. Tzorir shnei tavshilim pas v'tavshel v'chein amad davar. And that's the minig ha'olam. That's how we feel zech. But in Shulchan Aruch it says, but if in the ma'aseh, if he only made a tavshel, but everybody's allowed to bake. And Lalocha also, if a person has no interest to bake, so Lachatul, you don't have to have a pass, he can make the whole Erev Tavshilin with a Tavshil. Omar Abaye, Naktinin Hischil Beisosoi, Benechal Eruvoi Goyim. We heard that Arezal Yevashalol, if it was never, he's not permitted to cook. What is if he started the Ise and the Nechal Eruvoi, Goyma? So then he's permitted to be Goyma. Let us see Rashi. In Yisrael Be'isosoi Lesakno V'Leafoiso. He was masl de ise le sakno, what had been resakin it to bake it, and to bake it. Ha yidei eruvoi. So then he's goyma. Now, let us just see the rosh for a minute. The rosh is a very interesting shaila. The rosh is and daf memheim at base, oishud base. Ochloi oishe ovad loyevashel olo. Omar abaye, nektinen hiskel beisosoi, benechal eruvoi goyma. Ike listapuki befeirish milsed abaye. What is pshat nabaye? What does he mean goyma? The iboy le meimer goimer isa zu kivin shehiskel bo. He started an isa, he had an erev when he started, and then there was never the erev, so he can be goimer the isa. Aba vishuv lo yevashu, vo lo yatmi, but then he's not allowed to cook anymore. the thing he had started, he's continued to, he's permitted to be goyim, but he's not to cook anymore. The chaynim hisra levashel tavshel echad yigmereno bilva. Oishema mikivin shehiskel be'echot lehisaseg b'tzolche Shabbos bo'oita erev kaim. That means as long as he started cooking for Shabbos with an erev, yigmer kol tzolche Shabbos. He's allowed to ready. He started cooking with an erev, so then he's allowed to be goyma everything already. Bohu adinim hiskel betavsh. Vaho de nokat iso, shehi achona rishoine, shoisin me erev Shabbos le Shabbos, shekein tikin ezre, shete iso mashkemes voise. Now, the Avnei-Nez explains Pshat, the Rosh seems he had a problem. He wants to say that, could be that he's allowed to do everything. He's allowed to do everything. Aye, why did it happen, Ise? Al Stakona says it. So the Avnei-Nez says like this. The Rosh had a Moyedike Kasha. That means like this. If the Chiddush is, you're only allowed to be Goyma what you started. So by an Ise is a very good Moshel. That means he started being Losh the Ise. He has a lot of things to do. He has a lot of Melochas that will make a pass. So it says, Hiskel, you're allowed to be Goyma. By a Tavshul, what's the Hiskel? He put the pot on the fire. That's the Hiskel. No, so there's nothing else to do. So Memele, so there's nothing to do. So he had the Erev when he put the pot on. So if you'll say that you could only be Goyma what you started, so it's very good that he said Issa, because Issa, I started making an Issa, there's a lot of things to do, so it's telling me you're allowed to be Goyma what you started. So that's why he spoke about an Issa. He couldn't speak about a Tavshul, because by a Tavshul, there's nothing to be Goyma. If I put it on the flame, when I had an Erev Tavshilon, so there's nothing to do anymore. So that's why he chapped on Issa. But if he said, but if we'll say that as long as he started one tavshul, he allowed to do everything, so why did he jump to an iser? That means like this. Be'emesin, our Mishnah was speaking about tavshilim. The Mishnah said, le'yevashul, our Mishnah is speaking about le'yevashul olu b'imshamim and the kol. Our Mishnah is speaking about Bishul. And all of a sudden, but Abai said a kula, but you know, if he started, he's permitted. So if we'll say that there's a heter, if you start cooking one thing, you're allowed to cook everything already. So then there's a big kasha, so why did he jump to an Issa? So let him say, if he started cooking, you can cook everything. But if you say he can only be goyma that process he started, so he couldn't talk about cooking because the pot he put down, there's nothing to do. Hagos says, Avnei-Nez says, that Mustamad is Nasa, without an Erev Tavshilon, since he started cooking, get it ready. So then it's very good, he chapped on Anis. Zukta Rosh, no. Could be Take, you're allowed to do everything. So why did he chap on an Issa? He chapped on an Issa and he loses. Because Ezra was mesaken, shetei isha mashkemesh v'oife, that the first pu'ula of preparation for Erev Shabbos should be to make challahs. That's the first purpose, shetei isha mashkemesh v'oife. So memeila sofakel, so that's why Abaye chapta could be allowed to do everything afterwards. He chapped on an Issa because fakir, you need the Erev too. You started the first thing to do. The first thing a woman normally does is bake challahs. That's the first thing you do Erev Shabbos. That's why he chapped on Issa. So it's no raya that, so it could be that Yitaka can be goyim everything. By loshen mashmekein. The loshen is mashme that you can do everything. The kama goimer mashme kol tzoyche Shabbos. The yeisa lechude koi havle lemeima goimra. It should have said is goimer the yeisa. He says goimer. He ends mashmes. He does everything. Ba'adovo shoku ad sheyovo imayre tzedek about the tzaddik and didn't want to be machia. Grad the Kolban Nesanul says he brings a raya from Rashi in the Mishnah, very nice raya. Rashi says Ochloi oisha ovad koidim shebishel kol tzorchei Shabbos. So steht in the Mishnah lo yevashel, lo yevashel. That's what it says. So Rashi says klo ochloi oisha ovad koidim shebishel kol tzorchei Shabbos. So weißt du, that Rashi holds not like the Rosh. It can only be goimer. You can't do anything else. Because Rashi weißt du, if he didn't do kol tzorchei Shabbos, he's not allowed to continue. He started cooking already with the Eiret. So weißt du, Rashi holds not like the Rosh. And he says, v'nire, he says, what was the Rosh's Raya? The Rosh's Raya was, why did it say, Goimro? So he says, Rashi wants to emphasize that kasha. He says, V'ikas veikosu da rabbeinu, l'diktoni Goimro. Rav Shalom aditone Goimro, havaminu den Goimro, elam alechas isa. That if it says, ischel b'isosoi, so you Goimro, you finish the lisha. Avaloi le'efoiso. That's why Goimer is coming to tell you you're allowed to finish everything, not Goimro what you started. V'nira d'zeka bonus Rashi. Im hisrul b'isoso l'sakno v'le'efo yiso ayide eruvay kloima. Deidata le'efeis. V'kamashma d'yocho ligmeres asafi. He didn't just want to make an isa, he wanted to make an afiya. So memele, so that's why it says aloshin Goimer, you're allowed to be Goimer everything what you had wanted to do.